844, 16 till 9. We continue to commemorate the 20th anniversary of Katrina. Joined by Jamie Carroll, Associate Director for Research at the Education Research Alliance for New Orleans at Tulane. I got to believe it's Dr. Carroll, isn't it?
Yes, it is. I always forget that part.
Well, you know what? And I know you're not a medical doctor. I don't believe you are. Are you?
No,
but you worked hard. You worked hard to get that PhD, and you deserve the title. Let's talk about the school.
My staff always has to remind me.
Well, that's humble. That's good. Tell me what the education system was like in New Orleans pre-Katrina, because as we've done this all week long, Doctor, I remember things that I thought I remembered, but they were not right. I did remember some things very clearly. Some things I don't remember at all. So remind us, what was the education system like in New Orleans pre-Katrina?
Right. So before Katrina, New Orleans was run like a traditional school district where there were certain schools that were zoned to certain areas, and all the schools were run by the local school district, Orleans Parish School Board. And overall, the outcomes for students were very low. We were ranked at the bottom of the state in high school graduation rates, student test scores, college entry rates. But that being said, there were some great schools that were educating wonderful people and still supporting their lives, but there was, you know, some corruption in the school district as well, financial issues, and things of that nature.
Well, and again, as you say that, I do remember that the FBI had set up an office in the New Orleans School Board headquarters, right?
Yes, that is true. And there also, the school district was bankrupt basically at the time of the storm or before the storm hit, which I think plays into some of what happened after the storm.
Yeah, that just says a lot that the FBI would set up an office in the building organization that they were investigating. Tell us, Katrina hits. Then how do they even talk about New Orleans schools, and who was it that was saying, maybe we could do this, maybe we could do that, et cetera?
Yes. So almost immediately when the storm hit, a lot of the school district leaders and the district leaders, state school board members, and also state legislators got together to try to decide how are we going to do this. And Leslie Jacobs was one of the people at the time who was really leading the charge and trying to understand the way to redo the school system in New Orleans so that we can open schools quickly, so that we can get parents and families back, because people aren't going to move back if they're not schools to put their kids in. But at the same time, they didn't want to just go back to the same type of school system they had before. So they worked with laws that were already in place. So we had already had a law to allow the state to take over low-performing schools. Mm-hmm. And transition them into charter schools. And so they built on that law to allow the state to take over any school that was performing below the state average at the time of the storm, which was all but 13 schools in the city. And so that law was passed in fall, and by January, some schools were opening, but we didn't really get most of the schools open until fall of 2006.
And I would imagine, you know, there was while there was a sense for urgency, there was also the realization that you couldn't keep doing things this way.
Right, exactly. I think that there was a thought that, one, the district was bankrupt before this happened, and rebuilding a school system takes a lot of money, and we weren't going to be getting that FEMA dollars in right away, as most of your audience probably knows. So we definitely, they wanted to open the schools quickly to be able to allow mechanisms for outside funding to come in and for the state to be able to pour funds into the system in a easier way than would have done if they had just kind of gone back to the traditional school district that they had before.
Was there any precedent for this? Anything even close that happened in another city?
Absolutely not.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Because after Katrina, a lot, you know, it's like there's no, like, they tell you, doctor, when you have a kid that doesn't come with an instruction manual, when something like this happens, yes, there was nothing to look to, right?
Right. I mean, state takeovers of school districts have happened a lot over history in lots of different areas. Like, there was one in Newark. I think that was the earliest one. But the way this was done so quickly post-Katrina, and the way that then all of the schools taken over by the state were transitioned into charter schools, that was completely unheard of. And the fact that now we are basically 100% charter, there's one non-charter school in our school system right now, there's nothing like that in the rest of the country. So as they were doing this, as they were planning this, and as that school district has grown in the past 20 years, there was not some place to look to learn from. We were the people that other people were looking to see how we were going to handle the situation.
Let me take a break. We'll pick it up. When we come back, we'll talk about the current state of the school system in Orleans Parish. And I'll also ask you a question that I asked Dr. Michael Cowan earlier, which is, but for Katrina, what would the state of the schools be? It can only be speculation, of course. We'll never know. But if those levies don't fail, what would the school system in Orleans Parish look like today? 850, 10 till 9, traffic now, WWL. 8:57, 3 till 9, couple of minutes left with Dr. Jamie Carroll, Associate Director for Research at the Education Research Alliance for New Orleans at Tulane. And we're talking about the differences in New Orleans public schools between now and Katrina. And I guess, Doctor, you know, I don't want to spend a lot of time on it, but if those flood walls don't collapse because Katrina missed us, just to be accurate, and the levees don't fail, where do you think the school system would be today?
Yeah, I mean, that's a great question. I think there was already a push even before Katrina happened to do something to improve the schools in New Orleans. I think a lot of the same things would have happened. I think the state would have taken over schools, but they would have taken over fewer schools. They would have only taken the ones that were truly failing instead of using the benchmark of any school below the state average. And I think they would have converted those schools into charter schools. So I think we would have a decent share of charter schools in our system, but we would still have a lot of the traditional older schools that were still here back in the day that did no longer exist. I taught at Clark High School after the storm, which is no longer a school. So I think that that's kind of the balance. I think improvement would have occurred for sure, but probably not as drastic.
Let me interrupt for 1 second because we only have 90 seconds left, and I want to move to what, from speculation to what we know about the performance of students now compared to pre-Katrina.
Yes. So outcomes have increased widely in terms of student achievement, student high school graduation rates, student college enrollment rates. We went from the bottom of the state to about mid-state, and that has sustained over the past 10 years. The first 10 years is where we saw the most drastic growth, but this New Orleans district is doing much better than it was before the storm. Obviously, there's room for growth still, but lots of positive improvements in student outcomes.
Do you miss high school teaching?
I'm sorry. Oh, yeah. Well, sometimes I miss it, and then I'm in a room with high schoolers, and then I'm like, no, I'm good.
Yeah, I've had enough. Thank you. Hey, thank you, Dr. Carroll. I appreciate your time and the work you do, okay?
Thanks so much.
You bet. Dr. Jamie Carroll, Associate Director for Research at the Education Research Alliance for New Orleans and Tulane. What'd you say? She's in a room with teenagers for a while, and then she says, I'm good. We'll come back, talk to Rebecca Dietz, President and CEO of City Park Conservancy, about the changes in City Park after Katrina and moving forward. And then we'll talk to Deuce about the Saints. A lot coming up. Stay with us, WWL.